Hello, I am Courtney Jackson, and I am a graduate of Oklahoma State University, Oklahoma City. My major was enterprise development, and I am back hosting the season two of Orange Slice. Welcome, Ms. Tamara Bell.
Yes, I am Tamara Bell. I work with the School of Professional Studies here at OSU Oklahoma City. Our school has several different departments, so behavioral sciences, English, humanities, and business. So those are our four departments. So we see pretty much 100% of the students, and I'm happy to be here with you all.
Thank you. Thank you for joining us. So with this being your last year, are you excited?
Yes, very excited. I actually have a five-month-old daughter. And so when I graduate in May, hopefully she'll be walking and she'll be able to kind of see me go through and she'll be able to know that she can do the same things that I can do.
That's right. I'm a mother as well. So I know the importance of showing our children that we are educated. And I'm so proud of you.
Thank
if nobody
you.
Told you today,
no,
I am
you.
Proud of you.
Thank you and vice versa. Thank you.
Thank you. So what are some of the courses that you are taking this semester, upcoming semester?
Yeah. So right now, because I'm wanting to do a sociology bachelor, so I'm going to transfer to a 4-year and major in sociology. So I'm taking a lot of sociology classes. Over the summer, I took introductory sociology. Wow. So over the fall, I'm going to end up doing marriage and family, and I'm going to take social diversity. That one's going to be really interesting, I think. So that's what I'm going to be doing, is taking a lot of those sociology classes. I really only have a couple of classes to go, but I'm just trying to take as many as I can so I can transfer them onto that bachelor's degree.
I love that the courses you're taking, you can actually use them in your everyday life and in your parenting. And
I
applaud you with that. And how was the intro to sociology course for you?
It was interesting. Typically, I'm not an online type of student. I'm more of like an in-person because I'm a chatty Cathy. Everybody that knows me knows this. And so I have a tendency to kind of want to engage firsthand in like a traditional format. So taking it online was a little bit interesting for me, but I did enjoy it. This professor in particular had a lot of our lectures inside of the online classroom. So I still felt like I was getting that kind of face-to-face instruction in a way, even though they were virtual. And then we had discussion boards, so I was able to converse with the other students in the classroom. And all of that kind of led to a holistic experience.
Wow, that's amazing. So who are some of your favorite professors in the professional studies department? I have a couple.
Yeah.
I have a couple.
Yeah.
Professor Shivers,
yes.
And as well, Dr. Collins. Thank you.
I didn't want to say
Did you
name.
Know?
Okay. I knew it, but I didn't want to cut you off and say it because he's one of my favorites as well.
Yeah.
He has a very good sense of what our students like, what they are, who they are. We have a very diverse population. There are some students that have attended here that haven't been to college in over 30 years. There are students that are attending here straight out of college. There are concurrent students. So we have a very diverse student body, and he really understands that and is able to engage with them one-on-one, which I really love. So he's definitely one of my favorites. I would say another one of my favorites is Dr. Breeman Ainsworth. He is incredible. He has a way of making every single classroom feel almost modern. And I hate to say that because I feel all of our professors strive to be more modern, but he's one of the ones that like he uses memes in his classrooms to kind of get, yes,
I love
to
that.
Get different things across. And he's very, I don't want to say hip because it makes me sound old and I'm not old, but he is in a way, he's very hip. He knows what students like, especially with our younger student body. He's very in tune with them. I believe he has a daughter that is in high school. And so he kind of has like firsthand experience in that field too. So he's one of my favorites for sure.
Awesome. Yeah. Awesome. Are you in any of the clubs?
I'm not yet. As soon as fall starts, I plan to join Black Student Association.
That's right.
Yes, that's going to be the first one. And then Student Government Association is another one that I'm very interested in. I'll probably end up joining some others just to kind of see what they're like. I mean, you can never be a part of too many clubs, honestly. As long as the dates that you meet don't kind of intersect or conflict, then it should be perfectly fine. So I'm probably going to be in all of them. You'll see me here and there.
Yes, and you're really going to enjoy BSA.
Oh, yeah.
I was in that organization, and it looked really good on my resume.
Oh, yeah.
And now I am at OSU Tulsa, majoring in organizational leadership.
Congrats.
So keeping the cowboy going.
Yes.
So Let's talk. Tell me some things that you are excited about for this semester.
Oh, there's so many. It's hard to just name a couple. I would say the main things that I'm really excited about is kind of getting to know the students better. I have been here employed a year now. So it's kind of like everything was just like drinking from a fire hydrant the first year, the first couple of semesters especially. So now I kind of get to focus more on like our student body and getting to know those students versus having to learn the position. So that's going to be really nice. I'm looking forward to all of our student events coming up. We have voter registration day, and that'll be coming up in September. So I'm very excited about that.
So nice.
Yes, I cannot wait for that. We're going to have some great panelists, and we're going to have a lot of interaction for students and lots of things for them to get engaged with. So I'm very, very excited for that. And we have several different student kind of centric club meetings, organizational meetings, lots of things that students can attend to try and get to know the campus better, get to know the faculty better. And we're really trying to push like that faculty kind of setting where people know who the faculty are. A lot of times We get students, they're like, I don't know who this is. I don't know what to do with this information. Like, they just teach me, especially if it's online, because you don't get to see your professor unless you go to see them. So we're trying to really focus on getting students to know the faculty and staff better, just so that we seem more human, because we live too.
Right.
You know,
right.
Outside of this place, we have lives. So I think they can get a better experience out of it if they can kind of get to know all of us and know how we are outside of this place.
Yeah. So how does it feel to be both a student and a member of faculty?
It's a little weird, if I'm honest. It can be very kind of embarrassing, and I hate to say that. I love working here, but it can be very embarrassing when I'm like in a school or in a online class or in-person class, and they're like, oh, you work here? It's kind of like being like an undercover cop or something. That's what it kind of feels like. And I hate to say it that way, but they're kind of like, well, let me not say anything around her. And I'm like, no, I'm with you guys, and I'm like you guys at the same time. And so it's the weird part is just kind of keeping that professional boundary. So it's like, I can't reveal any information that's on the inside, but I'm also like, I want to relate to students because I'm typically in the age group. I'm a single mother. So a lot of those things we relate on. So I think the main thing that's just going to kind of hopefully make it less weird is when students realize I'm here with you. I'm not here just like in the background, kind of just doing things for you. I'm here for you as a student and as a person that works at OSU OKC.
Yeah. Wow. Mm-hmm. I love that you're bridging the faculty and staff and students together. Mm-hmm. And that's really amazing.
Yeah, that's my favorite.
Okay, so what's your favorite holiday? Let's talk about that.
Oh, favorite holiday, definitely Christmas. And growing up, we grew up very poor, so we didn't really get a whole lot of Christmas presents. It was more of like the music and the spirit and the colors and the decorating. And we used to do a lot of charity events growing up. So we would go out, even like on Thanksgiving, we'd feed the less fortunate. So those are the types of things that I generally like to do around the holidays. And then now that I have my daughter, I can like spoil her with all the things and sing her the Christmas song. And so that's all exciting.
Nice. The reason I ask you that is because I know that OSU OKC does a lot of decorating and volunteering mm-hmm. around the holiday season. So yeah. I just kind of wanted to know, what was your favorite holiday? Mine is Christmas as well.
Oh,
it
see?
Just gets me in that joyous giving season, you know, and then it's close to Christmas break for school.
Oh, yeah.
So you get that time.
Oh, yeah. You finally get a break. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So tell us some of your plans that you have as far as post OSU OKC.
Yeah, so I am looking forward to, like I said, attending a 4-year university and getting a sociology degree.
Have you chosen one yet?
I have. Okay. I think I'm probably going to go for UCO.
Okay.
And I think the main reason is just because all of my credits that I have currently seem like they would transfer the best over there. So that's what I'm looking at right now. Once I finish my 4-year, I'm going to go to law school. Yes.
Class for that.
Yes. It's a big feat because I am a first generation college student. A lot of people in my family haven't even finished high school. So it's really kind of like laying the groundwork. A lot of people have not attended college, let alone law school, which is like in my head, almost upper echelon a little bit. So it just seems like completely uncharted territory and I have to kind of do it all on my own and pave the way. But I think it'll be really good. Number one, it's something that I'm very passionate about. I'm passionate about a law, I'm passionate about protecting others. I would like to be some type of prosecutor, particularly prosecuting like child crimes. So anything that deals with crimes against children is what I would like to do. I'm very passionate about that. So I think aside from it just being, you know, uncharted territory and wanting to kind of pave the way, it's something that I can really enjoy, even though it's hard material for sure, but it's something that I would enjoy doing. And then I could show my daughter, like, even if nobody has done it, you can still go and do it.
That's right. You are a queen.
Oh, yes. 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 We love a queen.
Yes. Yes. And we are rooting for you whole way and your whole journey. Please stay in contact. There are so many scholarships out here for women and mothers and non-traditional students. It's like, now is our time, you know, and it's okay. And once wherever you're passionate at is where you'll find your purpose.
Absolutely.
So I'm so glad. I can't wait to see you as an attorney. I'm like, I know her.
Yes,
she was on Orange Slice season two. Go Miss Bell.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. And that's another thing about scholarships. A lot of students don't realize that there are so many out there. And sometimes there's just like little amounts, like $250, $300. And a lot of students will get discouraged by that. And they'll be like, no, I don't want to fill that. It's only $200 or $300. But it's $200 or $300 less that you have to pay out of pocket. So that's something that's really important. And we'll be rolling out like tuition waivers, and there will be scholarships that students can apply for here at OSU OKC. So they definitely need to be looking out for that.
Nice. And, you know, a lot of students don't know that you can use a couple of your essays and keep them as a template.
Absolutely.
That's what I did. And that helped me when I applied for many, many scholarships. I would keep certain scholarship essays as a template. I would break them down and customize them for each scholarship. And I won a lot of scholarships.
Oh, yeah.
While I was here.
Yes. And that's excellent that you did that. That's really great advice. I think that that's what a lot of students should do. And sometimes people won't even be eligible for certain scholarships because, you know, they have the different criteria. But there have been times where I've applied for scholarships and I wasn't eligible. Technically, all of the things that I had to bring, they didn't like, they didn't need. But I still got the scholarship because nobody else applied.
That's right.
And so it's really important to, even if you don't think you're going to get it, the worst they can tell you is no. That's always my mindset, is the worst they can tell me is no. So I can always try. And then if they tell me no, then I'll move on. But if not, there's a chance that I could get it. And I hate to miss out on that opportunity simply because I kind of gave myself a glass ceiling.
Yeah. No, that's right, honey.
Yes.
So does OSU OKC this upcoming fall semester have any orientations going on, any fun back to school activities?
Yes, we actually have a couple of student orientations. We have one coming up Friday, August 2nd. There's going to be a new student orientation then. Students can come. There are already some students registered. Yay. Already some, just a few, which is kind of, it's hard to do in the summer, like before classes start back, because people want to hold on to their summer as long as they can. But, you know, I'm really appreciating the students that signed up because we can at least get a few people and then we can have other students that will mingle with each other and kind of get more of a community feel. That's what kind of keeps the students around, is bonding with each other.
Yeah, definitely. Do you want to ask me any questions? I've been chatty, just chatty, chatty. Yes, ask me whatever.
Okay, so since you have graduated, what are your plans after?
So right now, I am the employment coordinator for the Oklahoma County Diversion Hub, where our mission is to eliminate recidivism. We provide all the community resources anyone would need to not go back to jail.
Oh.
So we pick them up from jail. We bond them out. We give them justice navigation. We collaborate with DHS and get their food stamps, get them phones. We get them employment, get them trained. And we provide services through Red Rock and Catalyst to make sure their mental health and everything is in accordance. That is the direction I want to go. That's why I am attending OSU Tulsa in the fall to major in organizational leadership. I want to stay doing criminal justice reform work. I want to make sure that people in our communities have equal opportunities for training and employment where they can receive sustainable wages to live their life.
Absolutely. And that's really important work that you're doing. So I'm glad that you're in Thank that field. You. We actually need more people in there. And it is a very, I feel like, personality oriented type of field. You have to have the personality for it or else it's not going to be easy to do.
Yeah.
So I'm super excited that you're doing that. And is that in the Oklahoma City area that you're working?
Yes.
Oh, that's awesome.
We're located right downtown.
Okay.
At 220 Northwest 10th Street,
Yay.
Oklahoma City, Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyone that you know who may be needing services, or someone who's been impacted by the justice system,
gotcha.
Have them come down there and see if they can be approved to receive our services. If not, we'd refer them somewhere out. But Tamara,
yes.
Ms. Bell,
yes.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you for coming. Thank you for showing up. Thank you for showing up for yourself and for your daughter and just embodying what it is to be just a great woman who is mm-hmm. on a mission and who is going to achieve all of her dreams. And this is the season 2 orange slice, and Ms. Bell decided to come and take a slice out of our orange.
Yes.
And we are so proud and glad to have her. And hopefully she will be back to let us know her success story.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you.